But I don't want to go to school, Toby said. I want to go to the rubbish dump and find another book.
The lady doctor was coming to school that day. She wore a grey costume, and because she was the school nurse and fierce, they had her mixed in their mind with the grey nurse shark that is deadly, creeping behind you when you swim to swallow you in one gulp, though not found in these waters, only, I believe, near Sydney. Every time she came, the nurse took the dirty children to look at them and whisper at them through a roll of cardboard. 32, 55, 61, she would whisper. And the children, if they were the dirty ones and being examined, would have to echo,
32, 55, 61.
And if they echoed correctly, it meant that they could hear and would not have their ears poked at and operated on. And the lady doctor would then take a stick like an ice cream spoon and very, very gently part the strands of the pupil's hair to look through it and find if it were inhabited. She would look at their clothes too and see how often they had been washed and if they were hand-me-downs or new. And she would hold a square of cardboard in front of the dirty children and point to the letters printed on it and expect to be told the alphabet, muddled up, and them to see small print, even smaller than the middle column of a page of the Bible where it says, see Tim, Rom, Jute, and other mysterious words.